Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Howdy, everyone, and welcome to Wiki Shuffle. This is episode 96, as Phil has just told me. Phil, say hello.
Hello.
Chris, say hello.
Hello.
Jack, say hello. Hello. Welcome to the Wikipedia podcast. Yeah. Okay, let's do it. Oh, I've forgotten what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's been a busy day for you.
I had a ramble.
You've been rambling. You've been over stiles.
I've been over stiles. I walked through a field of sheep. I didn't know if I was supposed to be in the field or not. I think probably not, but I was in there.
What were you doing to the sheep?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, come on.
I don't think, when I imagine it, there's only two things it could be. It's either running away from something, and there's like spotlights searching, or running towards something like a predator, like a house where you know like a group of university girls are staying. Now that's the only occasion I can imagine you rambling, like hiding in bushes, leering.
I just had a nice walk in the sunshine.
Yeah.
Seems weird. Repeating it doesn't make it sound less weird.
Oh my god, you must ramble, Phil. Look at you.
Nah.
You don't? You never go on a nice walk?
I don't go outdoors.
Okay.
I like the dank.
Chris, have you ever been over... have you ever been over a stile, Chris?
I'm not sure. What do you mean by stile?
Like the bit that you get, and it's like a bit, and then you step on the bit, and then you go over the bit.
Hill.
No. You don't know what stile is.
Style.
No. It's like a fence. So you've got a fence.
Yeah, I know.
And
fence.
You don't want a gate in there, because gates can be left open, and then the sheep can get out. Well, so the what they have is they have like a little stool step thing for climbing over.
The bit. Oh, I know the bit.
For
yeah,
climbing over the fence.
But you've never done it. You've just seen it on like
no, I've done it.
Peggy Patch and Rosie and Jim. And stuff like that.
No, I've done it. I just called it a step. So
the step.
The step. Yeah,
well, it's called a style.
A new word I'll never use.
Julia Styles.
Yeah.
Harry Styles.
Well done.
Thanks.
AJ Styles. He's a wrestler.
Nope.
Nope. All right. What is this, Phil?
This is Wiki Shuffle. This is where we press the random article button on Wikipedia and then see what happens.
Sorry, can I just categorically refute the claims that I was doing anything to the sheep? I was just on a walk. Okay?
All right,
let's play the game that we play now.
Oh, yeah, we're playing a game. In the run-up to our 100th episode, which is just around the corner, we're playing a game whereby we take it in turns to pick a few articles, so this isn't random, this isn't Wiki Shuffled, and read out the links, and it's my turn to do the reading out this week, and you two are going to guess what article it is that I'm reading the links from.
So we're currently, this is, I think, Phil, you've won one, I've won one.
Chris.
So we get to talk. We get to choose an article for the 100th episode.
So I really have to win this.
So you, if you want to level it up, yeah. But it'd be quite funny if you didn't get to choose a single article.
Yeah. So, I wouldn't be mind. I wouldn't mind too much.
No?
Yeah, it's no work.
I guess.
Yeah. There is that way of looking at it. As prizes go, it's not the most coveted, is it? Are we ready to start?
I am. Yes.
Ready.
Okay. Italy.
Pope.
Cornetto.
Boulder.
Jesus.
Fortune.
Pope Gold.
Aspirational brand.
Hang on, whoa, Pope Gold.
Yeah, just gold the Pope keeps.
Like Nazi gold, but Pope Gold.
Yeah. Oh, his ring. It's gold ring.
Supermarket.
Oh.
Dolmio.
Diplomacy. French.
Bread.
Rock.
Style.
Salt.
Pizza.
Palm oil.
Oh, is it...
Vanillin.
Is it Papa John's?
Cocoa mass. That would have been a good one.
Cocoa mass?
Cocoa mass. It's not like a chocolatey sermon from the Pope.
I'm going to stick with the Pope stuff.
Gelato.
Feel free to do that. I mean, you may read into the clues I'm giving you and want to move away from the Pope stuff.
Okay.
The decision's up to you. There's only three more left. So,
what?
Hazelnut.
Nutella.
Wafer.
Ferrero Rocher.
Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah. I was going to say Viennetta, and that would have been a good guess.
There was only one more left for you to hear, and that was Michelle Ferrero, which probably would have given it away.
It would have done.
Sugar.
1-0, best of three.
Okay.
Tension.
I shouldn't have got so hung up about the Pope.
No, what was all the stuff about the Pope gold? The
Pope's got a gold ring, hasn't he, and all gold stuff.
Has
gold,
he?
Gold house, gold paintings, gold bed.
Gold bed?
Yeah, probably.
Like Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, same.
That's the problem with a Catholic education, is that in any competitive scenario, you are just going to get hung up on the Pope. You can't help it. It's been conditioned into you.
Maybe.
A lot of things get conditioned into you when you're in the Catholic Church.
Round two.
Did you get bummed in the Catholic Church?
No.
Neither did I.
Should we be left out?
No, I don't mean it like... I just think... I don't even want to say it would have been nice, because it wouldn't have been nice.
No.
There was not even a hint of that.
There wasn't, was there? They paid no attention to
I didn't see any of that. Nothing.
I'm sorry. Was this a cry for help?
Bit let down.
Gold books.
I think be careful what you wish for.
Gold books.
Do you remember the gold books?
We're finished now. It was Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah, but do you remember the gold books quickly? Gold books when you did your communion. Got a little gold book.
No, we just had a workbook.
I got a gold book.
And I found it the other day, and that's what... did I send it to you, or did I tweet it? Where it said it was... So we were... How old are you when you get communion? Like seven?
Something like that.
So it said in a workbook, my hero is ... and you had to fill in who it was, and I put, my hero is myself. And that was 21 years ago. And
Nothing's changed.
I'm still a dickhead.
Should we do round two?
Yes.
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Jim. The Office. USA.
Devin Rattray.
Jim and Pam.
Stock
Pam and Jim.
Footage. Now, obviously, the first one I read out is not going to be a very direct term.
Mockumentary.
Stock footage.
Ricky Gervais.
Sleeping with the Enemy.
No, I know this because Phil's mentioned something about Scranton before, and it's other things.
Is it the thing? What was it called? Like,
keep going.
Tip top.
Church.
What was it?
The Pope.
Is it the Pope?
It's not the Pope. Let it go. Rube Goldberg. Best original score. Chevy Chase.
What?
Daniel Stern. Snow Shovel. Chicago O'Hare International Airport. John Hughes.
Home Alone.
Is the right answer.
Yes.
Oh.
And I was going to say that before John Hughes as well. I'm well proud of myself.
Very good.
Was the airport that tipped me off.
Yeah. Was Scranton the other thing which we mentioned before?
Well, what's Scranton got to do with Home Alone?
It pops up all the time.
That's where they end up in Scranton, which I didn't actually realise. But yeah, Scranton coincidentally comes up.
It all makes sense now. Shows Snow Shovel.
It does make sense, yeah, because...
I've won then, in your face, Chris.
Yeah, are we doing the other one?
Do you want to do the other one?
Yeah, do it for fun.
Well. I'll do it quick, shall I?
Yeah.
Cyprus. The Generation Game. CBS. Wallasey, Merseyside.
Brookside.
Simon Cowell. your other church. where did I get to? Simon Cowell. This Morning. The Guardian.
Philip Schofield.
Aylsham, Kent. Rolls Royce. Sadie J. Who do you think you are? Aston Martin. Channel 4. Harrods.
Pete Waterman.
Artisanal.
Paul Hollywood. Goodman.
Paul Hollywood is the right answer.
Yeah. At least I got one.
Oh, Wallasey. Yeah.
Very good. Right, we're done now then.
Mm-hmm.
We're done. Should we do the normal podcast that we do?
Oh, yeah, that stuff. Yeah. Is anyone find, do you think people find that quiz fun? I don't know.
Is I it, don't know either.
Can they play along?
I don't know.
Is there any enjoyment? If you're not enjoying it, don't worry. It's only got a couple more episodes and then we'll stop doing it forever.
Or we could continue.
Or do one if an you episode. Are really enjoying it, which I can't believe anyone's really enjoying it.
Phil, this is my idea. This is the first idea.
And it's a fine it's a fine idea.
Loved it.
And as thought a short-term project, I'm on board. I'm just not sure that in the long term...
I don't. I mean, it's rubbish, isn't it? Right, and if you disagree. It'll be fine until episode 100.
If you've been desperately just waiting for this competition every week, then please let
us
know.
You know what? It could make a good board game.
It could be the highlight of some... I'm not sure it could.
Could it?
Well, no, you could... I mean, the concept, it doesn't need to be based around the... I mean, we're basically...
It doesn't have to be based around Wikipedia.
No, we're just doing... it's just only Kinect, isn't it?
It's basically only Kinect.
What would be the board?
You don't need a board.
It's not a board game, then.
Oh, it is.
Mm-mm. It's a party game. You're thinking of a party game. We're doing that right now. We don't need cards.
Are we having a party?
Tonight, it's party night. It's party night.
It's not anymore. It's not anymore.
What? Imagine being at a party and someone coming after you who looks like Phil singing that. You'd be like, oh, I'm going to make my excuses and leave. Oh, Phil, that was... Your eyes went wild then. Like a...
I was in party mode. Of course my eyes went wild.
You went wild like a night fox.
Just think on New Year's Eve. That's what we just missed. When he had his birthday like that.
Oh, Phil.
I don't know why I bother. Should we do this?
Yes.
My goodness, Wiki Shuffle's about to go X-rated.
Yeah.
Oh, not again.
Triple X-rated.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. See, a bit saucy.
It's very saucy. This ain't Glee XXX.
Oh, is it a parody?
And do you say it like, this ain't Glee?
This ain't Glee.
This ain't Glee.
This ain't Glee.
Which, if you say quickly, you could be talking about the Chinese film director Ang Lee.
Ang Lee Triple X.
Yeah. This Ang Lee. This Ain't Glee Triple X is a 2010 American pornographic musical comedy film written by Mark Starr and directed by Axel Braun.
Wow, even the comedy. Producers, writers and directors have porn star names.
Well, it's good, no, because by knowing their names, we know what their first childhood pets were called. So, Mark, I used to have a goldfish called Star.
What's your porn star name, Phil? Was it your first... pet's name and the first street you lived on.
Oh, I thought it was your first pet's name and your mother's maiden name.
Oh, no, that's just revealing personal information for websites. That's phishing.
So what should it be instead?
The first street that you lived on.
And then your national insurance
number. No, your first pet's name... And the first street you grew up, well, the street that you grew up on.
Okay, we're really doing this.
Yeah.
96 episodes in, we've found this little corner of the barrel to scrape.
Okay. Don't talk about barrels.
That's not a good idea. Okay, I'll do it, but only if we do it quickly.
Okay. All right.
My porn name is Jip Playford.
What?
Jip Playford.
It sounds right. It sounds like it could be.
No, what? Jip? Was that your pet?
Yeah.
What was that?
A dog. Called Jip.
Did it give you Jip?
On reflection, I've never really thought about it before. It was just Jip. That was her name.
Okay.
But that's not really a name, is it?
It's not really a name.
It's quite a good porn name.
Jip Playford is quite good, yeah. Did Jip die?
No, she's immortal.
All right, I don't know. Mine's Henrik Charnwood.
Oh, quite posh.
Well, is
quite
it?
Quite posh and quite Germanic, which is what you'd want from a mustachioed porn star.
I am Henrik Charnwood, and I am coming to put my penis inside of you.
I don't think that's how porn works. Well, it's how it works, but it's not how the dialogue normally goes.
The good thing,
maybe.
The good thing is that. What dialogue? You skip, don't you? You skip to the good bits.
Depends. If it was this one,
I don't watch the build up.
If it was this one, I would. You don't want to know the story.
Do you?
Yeah, these are those weird porns that you don't get so much anymore that came in as a proper film. So what else are you supposed to do?
But you just watch it with like some popcorn. And...
Yeah, I was.
But you cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn, so when you finish your popcorn, you can just easily have a nice wank.
And just hope everything time's right.
Oh, no. I've never got involved with the storyline of a porn film, if I'm honest.
Well, this isn't really our sort of time. It's all streaming now. But back then...
This is
2010. Yeah, but who buys DVDs of porn?
No one
does that. But
nobody did in 2010 either.
No. This is just I'm sure this was available online. It was just released as a DVD.
Let me have a look for it.
Which they still are because they still sell porn DVDs. Someone must be buying them.
I'll see if I can.
There's an adult shop in Kettering.
Yeah, there is.
Who the blooming heck? And excuse my language, but who the blooming heck? Is going into an adult store in 2016. I'm tempted to stake it out and find out who's going in there. Except I don't want to know.
It would probably be like your mum or someone.
Well, then I definitely don't want to know.
You order online.
Yeah. Don't you?
But sometimes it's just nice to,
It's nice to browse
the whole online shopping versus high street shopping thing.
No, it's not. It's entirely different.
Sometimes it's just
that.
Nice to see some stuff with your eyes and maybe feel a few things and think, or look at something and think, is that too big? Is it too small? That kind of thing.
Right.
Well, it's true. That I'm sure I've not been in a sex shop apart from, I have. How recently? Yeah, okay, quite recently. But it was only because I was in Germany and I thought they're going to have loads of crazy shit in here. And they did. But I've never been tempted to go into the one in Kettering. Oh, they had stuff that actually scared me. Genuinely was like, holy shit, I'm not comfortable.
You didn't try it on.
It wasn't clothes.
I'm just imagining lots of leather and spikes.
No, it was like hardcore medical stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't fathom.
We've got a book of that in work.
Yeah, Chris and I work
for a medical company.
Yeah, Chris and I work for a medical supplies company, and we have had inquiries in the past. This Ain't Glee, XXX is a 2010 American pornographic musical comedy film written by Mark Starr and directed by Axel Braun, based on the television series Glee. The film stars Andy Sam Dimas as Rachel Berry and features parody songs written by Broad. So they've gone to the trouble of writing songs for this.
Whoa. Seems that way.
Because is Glee? Glee is just they sing popular songs, right?
It's like the TV. They don't
have
musical.
They don't have original songs.
Yeah, it's the.
I've never seen it.
I liked the first season of Glee.
Yeah,
they're not made up.
Got me.
They are real songs.
They're real songs. Yeah.
Well, the way it works is they're parody songs, but they've changed the name. So the first one is called Big Tushy Hose.
Big Tushy Hose. Tushy. That's not a sexy word, is it?
Well, it was the first one.
What's that going to be?
Fat Bottom Girls by Queen.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah,
the next one's a bit Knocked Up at 18.
Is that sexy? Idea?
That's what the parody song is.
The whole thing's very good because the point of Glee is that it's set in a high school.
Yeah.
So, by extension, we're setting this porn parody also in a high school. That's some shaky ground, one would imagine.
This is what the porn is.
Oh, okay then.
Ours is not the reason why.
Well, that one was Don't Stop Believing, which sort of makes sense.
Read it again.
Knocked up at 18.
Knocked up at 18. Hang on to that feeling. Oh,
wow. God. There's a man approaching.
So... this isn't just derivative. This is the exact tune that they've stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they've replaced the lyrics with "I'm a silly whore." Oh, turn it off. Okay. Oh, I don't want anything to do with it. I mean, no, "Don't Stop Believing" is my least favourite song in the world.
Well, I suppose you're not too offended that Paul's got it then.
No, I'm fine with that. I don't care. I just don't.
It's weird, isn't it?
I've never thought, when I've been watching Glee, which admittedly I've never done, but I've never thought I wish I could watch a TV show, but it's porn, but it's also a musical.
No, I'm not sure anybody has ever thought.
But
there
must be a market for it, because there's thousands of these sort of things.
I don't think I've ever felt the slightest bit horny during a musical. I can say that with...
What? Not even Cats? What, are you made of stone?
I can't think I have. Have you?
A sexy musical.
Musical and sex, they're just not the same thing, are they?
No.
They're not related in any way.
No, and especially high school. And it's obviously that particular branch of really highly misogynistic porn that's just horrible anyway. Don't call women whores. That's not nice in any context whatsoever. In 1990, Guangzhou Bayan airport collisions.
Oh, do we really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Nice and
I'm
chill.
Flying to China soon. Do we have to talk about flights going wrong?
Just quickly before we start, like everybody would know, my favourite ones to do, I think, is that weird animals, scary stuff,
barrels,
things like that, pope stuff.
Mm-hmm. Poop stuff.
Every single article I think we've ever landed on, you've disliked or had a problem with somewhere. What is your ideal article? Because the only ones you picked have been the most tragic things you gave to Phil for Christmas.
Yeah, what do you want to get from this podcast?
What do you want to shuffle? If it was Jack Shuffle.
Ooh, Jack Shuffle.
That's horrible.
Is that like the truffle shuffle?
Yeah. More than you'd ever know.
Yes, I've got it. That's what I wanted to talk about.
It'd be rotating. Like, one week it'd be wrestlers, next week it'd be Pokemon, then the next week it'd be wrestlers again, and then after that it'd be Pokemon again, and then it'd be, like, a pop star, like Niall Horan from One Direction, and then it'd be back to Pokemon. And then it'd be like that on a six-week loop.
Until you run out of them.
Yeah, I probably won't run out.
You've been quite lucky a few times, then. We've had a few wrestlers in Pokemon.
And pop stars.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the Pokemon I just said we were doing it, didn't I? Because it was our Pokemon Go Cashin episode.
It was your Pokemon Go Cashin episode.
Well, you two were
didn't work.
Well.
It's one of our least listened to episodes of all time.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, it's rubbish. That's why I remember. I'm happy with a lot of stuff. I don't always complain, only about 60% of the time.
Okay.
Still
just,
like,
just feels like more because of the tone.
Yeah.
I don't think you can help that.
No, I can't help it. It's just who I am.
Fair enough.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But right now...
There is quite a lot. I know, and it's quite depressing. But anyway, we did that last week.
Yeah.
Phil?
In readiness for your airplane trip to China,
yes.
Here's the story of the 1990 Guangzhou Bayan airport collisions. On the 22nd... No.
Collisions.
Collisions, plural.
Oh, great.
On the 2nd of October 1990, a hijacked Boeing 737 operating Xiamen Airlines Flight 8301 collided with two other aircraft on the runways of the old Guangzhou Bayan International Airport while attempting to land. The hijacked aircraft struck a parked China Southwest Airlines Boeing 707 first, inflicting only minor damage, but then collided with a China Southern Airlines Flight 2812, a Boeing 757 waiting to take off, flipping onto its back. A total of 128 people were killed, including 7 of 9 crew members and 75 of 93 passengers on Flight 8301 and 46 of 110 on Flight 2812. The incident was the last fatal hijacking or attempted hijacking on Chinese soil before Tianjin Airlines Flight 7554 on 29th of June 2012. It remains the third deadliest air disaster in China after China Southern Airlines Flight 3943 and China Northwest Airlines Flight 2303. So you're sitting there just waiting to go about your business, and then a hijacked plane just ploughs into the side of you.
Not ideal.
The fragility of human existence, it's not nice, is it? You can just be going about your business.
Well,
and then this kind of thing happens.
No warning. Is that a bad thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a bad thing.
No, but in a way, is it not a bit like, you know,
your number's got to be up somewhere. It may as well be that way.
Or at least that gives a lot of people the thought, like, oh, well, you know, it could all be over tomorrow, so I better make the best of today.
That's different.
Or, oh, I could die next week, so I might as well not adhere to any rules or laws, and I'll just go and do whatever I want.
That's different, though. That's more, I don't know, fatalistic. This is someone actively stopping you from continuing. That wouldn't have happened if they didn't do something.
Yeah.
If it was self-inflicted, like me with smoking, you know, that is on me. That's stupid. I shouldn't do it. But if it was, I got hit, struck down by some random illness, that's no one's fault. So that's where I find the difference there.
What's your point then? Do you want?
No,
would you rather you die from something that's of your own making?
I don't think this is the same as saying, oh, well, tomorrow I might get a horrible, horrible flu, or I might get hit by a bus.
It's the same. I might get hit by a bus, I might get hit by a plane.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think they're the same.
Because someone's went out of their way to actually kill you.
Yeah.
Because someone's hijacked something.
Hmm. Rather than just being a random illness, it's no one's
fault. I agree with that. That's what pissed me off about terrorism.
We've got all the political commentary on WikiShuffle this week.
It's just rude, isn't it?
All those high controversial subjects. A lot of people won't go there, but we'll just come out and say it. We'll call... is calling a spade racist?
I think it's a racist term. Yeah, I can't remember why, but I think it is.
Yeah,
but it's fine, we've said it now. You're racist now, that's fine, that's in the history books.
Oh, but my presidential campaign!
Phil, you were going to be on it, MP, once, weren't you?
I ran for council.
Yeah, so almost.
2006, I
And he didn't
say.
Get it?
I didn't get it, no.
Why?
Because I was standing as a Liberal Democrat and that wasn't really the done thing.
No, it wouldn't be.
No. Plus,
so why don't you do it again, but for like a party that might win an election at some point, i.e. the Conservatives and no one else?
Because all of my time is taking up doing this nonsense.
It is,
I'm changing the world this way.
Changing the world through this. What a waste.
The plane was hijacked by Zhang Zhoufeng on Tuesday, the 2nd of October 1990. Zhang, a 21-year-old purchasing agent from Hunan in the People's Republic of China, was seeking political asylum in Taiwan. Prior to the hijacking and shortly after the aircraft took off from Xiamen, Zhang approached the cockpit holding flowers. The security guards let him in. A Time article stated that the guards probably let him through because they believed that Zhang was offering flowers to the pilots as a moon festival gift. The article stated that reportedly once in the cockpit, he opened his jackets to reveal what appeared to be explosives strapped to his chest. The article added that Zhang ordered all crew members out of the cockpit except for the pilot, whom he directed to fly to Taipei in Taiwan. The pilot did not comply, instead continuing towards the original destination of Guangzhou. Reports from the official Xinhua news agency did not explain why the pilot did not accede to Zhang's demand. That seems insane that you can just knock on the door and say, I've got some flowers for you, when they let you in.
Mm. This is 1990, wasn't it?
This was 1990, yeah. Yeah, so
was this commonplace everywhere? Like this sort of...
Flying was very different back then.
I know flying was different. But was it like that? Could you just say hello to the pilot?
The driver, yeah.
I didn't fly very much as a kid. So I can't really remember what it was like. But yeah, 2011, September 11th, obviously made massive differences to what was and wasn't acceptable. But it does pose the question, well, why didn't this make massive differences to what was and wasn't acceptable?
I'm not a great flyer. I know it's irrational, but I'm just not a great flyer. But Chinese flights especially, I'm quite nervous about.
Because of racism?
No, well, I don't know. Is it racist?
Probably.
A little bit. I think it's very clear that the Western world cares more about health and safety than a lot of Eastern countries. That I don't think that's racist. That's just the way it is. That's how things happen.
That sounds like a reasonable statement.
You know, I've seen that video on the internet of that woman in getting sucked into a Chinese escalator.
I haven't. It doesn't sound like I'd like to.
No. It wasn't. I mean, you don't see it. You just see her disappear down the hole. And it's like, oh.
Still.
That was the end of her. I just, you know, that worries me a little bit.
So what airline are you travelling on to to China?
Ukrainian International.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's fine.
No, but then
nothing bad's ever happened to a Ukrainian flight, so you'll be all right.
But I'm going. I've got a few flights within China as well, so I'm thinking I'm flying with China Southern and China Eastern or something. I'm probably going to die on it, fuck's sake.
Probably not. I mean, if we're talking purely in terms of probability, then you're probably not.
Yeah, but when you're up there, you'll be thinking, or when you're down there and the plane crashes.
And then I suppose you do have to factor karma into the equation, don't you? Mm. And whether or not, you know, maybe you deserve it. I'm not saying you deserve it. I'm saying you need to think about these things and reaping what you sow. It's just something to be mindful of.
Nothing really bad has ever happened to me, so.
Oh, you got most
karma
up.
Doesn't exist, or it's been stacked up.
Yeah, I've seen Final Destination.
I've not actually done anything bad. You two just talk shit. I'm a lovely guy. What have I done?
Loads of stuff.
I mean, like, I'm a pain in the ass. I'll give you that. Yeah. But I don't. I'm not a bastard.
You haven't killed anyone I know of.
I've not killed anyone ever.
Yeah, you're willfully annoying, but I don't think it would be fair to punish you with an air crash for that.
I don't feel like you're looking at me as if we're treating you how done by. You know these things. You actively go out of your way to do them.
Do what?
Be annoying.
Yeah, I'm willfully annoying. That's all. Like, that's not like
start bleeding and then put it in my face and ask me to suck it.
No, I didn't ask you. I said, do you want some blood?
Yeah, well, that's
the same. Whimsical.
Yeah, but I didn't want it.
That's whimsy.
Communication with the flight was lost. It was finally re-established by the airport in Guangzhou, which authorised the pilot to land at any airport available, inside or outside the People's Republic of China. The pilot stated that the only other airport that the aircraft still had sufficient fuel to reach was Hong Kong. Guangzhou flight controllers agreed to allow the plane to land in Hong Kong, refuel and proceed to Taipei. Zhang refused to allow this and threatened to blow up the aircraft if it landed in Hong Kong. The pilot circled Guangzhou, attempting to reason with Zhang. He was eventually forced to land the plane when it ran dangerously low on fuel. Moments before landing, Zhang managed to wrestle control of the aircraft from the pilot. The 737 landed at an excessive speed and sideswiped a parked China Southwest Airlines Boeing 707, slightly injuring the pilot, who was in the cockpit at the time. Still unable to stop, the out-of-control 737 collided with China Southern Airlines Flight 2812, a Boeing 757 waiting to depart for Shanghai, before flipping over onto its back and skidding to a halt. It doesn't sound like fun.
No.
I mean, there's precious little real information there as to how long that was actually going on for. And most crucially, how much did the people that were on board know about what was going on?
That's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, it must have been somewhere in between being too fast to do anything, but with things that size and that amount of stuff happening, too slow to...
This plays on. I think we've talked about my claustrophobia on the podcast before. I don't have a fear of flying, but I do feel claustrophobic about the act of being in that confined space.
Being in a tiny tin cabin in the fucking air.
The being in the air bit I don't care about. It's the inability to move, and that's probably made worse by being in the air. But that feeling of confined helplessness that you'd get off the back of that. I mean, I've seen snakes on the plane. It's snakes on the plane. That's
snakes
what I
on
call
the plane,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen snakes on the plane. I know the kind of high-stress environment you're talking about when this kind of shit goes down.
Have you seen the snakes on the plane porn parody?
Yeah, we've had some really nice feedback about last week's episode. People genuinely thanking us for touching on the issue of mental health, which is nice, I think.
I feel nothing.
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem, that you're numbed by your medication. So, yeah, thank you. If we've had a number of people say to us, thanks for...
We had a nice tweety. Oh, my.
That's the sweet cast.
Oh, sorry, but no, I just noticed it.
Oh, that's amazing. That's from Keith. Yeah. Let me have a look.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we've already talked about it.
I didn't realise it was so big.
I thought it was more than that.
He's a talented boy, isn't he?
Yeah, what we're wowing at right now, because it's not making great podcast material, is we have received, for the Goodnight Sweetcast, which is our spin-off podcast you may be aware of, that Chris and I are doing, where we talk about every episode of Goodnight Sweetheart from beginning to end, we have received for our garrulery a cross-stitched Nicholas Lyndhurst from friend of the show, Keith Clark.
What a sentence.
It's so detailed, isn't it? It's really good.
Is really good. Ringer XO on the Twitter said something nice.
She did. Our Jerusalem correspondent. This is.
Yeah.
Thanks for discussing mental health in any form. Normalising the discussion in mainstream media or any kind is a step in the right direction.
That's a bit of a dig, really, isn't it?
It's a little bit of a dig, yeah. So we're not mainstream media, but some kind of
mainstream media.
Mainstream
media or any kind.
Doing the best with the tools we have at our disposal.
Shite, tiny, shitty, bollocks media.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
She's saying that we are shucking the cover of shame away from it and allowing more people to access the services they need, which is exactly what we intended to do.
Well, you know, I've actually had quite a few people talk to me about it this week. And yeah, it's really nice that in any way that you can make a slight bit of difference, if you can just normalise it in any way, even to one person, you've kind of done your job. And it's all thanks to me.
Well, well done.
I've solved mental health.
You are a superstar.
I know. I still hate myself, but I hope now that no one else hates themselves and just hates me, like everyone does.
Yeah. You're hoping that by... Oh, I don't know where I'm going with that. I realised mid-sentence I'd got nothing. There we are. Send us a postcard. WikiShuffleHQ, 1B Headlands, Kettering NN14... Nope. Kettering NN157ER. Follow us on Twitter at WikiShufflePod. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.